like you're slotted in on that top line right now. What type of opportunity do you see tonight as being for you?
I think, I just stepped on the ice and kind of just, no one really told me, I just kind of went there, but if it's like that tonight, it's a great opportunity for myself, just to, you know, keep up with them and obviously trying to get more offense going here.
How do you feel it's going for you, a couple games that you've been up here?
Not too bad. I think it's been pretty solid. I'm just trying to keep moving my feet, I think just, you know, working hard is probably the most important part. I feel like, I'm skating well, and both games were pretty solid.
What role can you play joining a room that's obviously a little disappointed about how the year's gone? Can you provide energy?
Yeah, I think that's probably the best part. You know, as a younger guy coming in, just having energy, more of an upbeat kind of mentality going in. Like I said before, just trying to move my feet be fast out there.
You're on the top line and this game's on back home. Are you making some phone calls today?
I think they're already they texted me last night, so they're all gonna watch. But it's a cool game.
Playing a game, a pro game on your birthday, a big deal for you?
I think nothing to really think about, but now that it's on the date, it's pretty cool.
I see a lot of youth or younger guys on their side as well.
Yep.
Kind of two teams. I think there's still going to be a high battle level considering those two elements.
Yeah, I think so. I think any game, in the NHL is going to be any game in pro level is going to be a battle every night. I think everybody's looking forward to it. Like you said, they have some young guys, so, and we do too. So I think it's just kind of whoever's going to work harder is going to win the game for sure.
Bigger Canucks fan? Were you growing up, or were you a Canucks fan?
Yeah, for sure. My favorite team growing up. I think the West Coast Express line was my favorite line growing up, so to play against them is pretty special.
What's been the biggest adjustment for you from junior to pro?
I think just getting used to the speed and adjustments and being a pro and how to act and things like that. But I think the mental game's a big part of it. You got to know what you got to do before you go out there, and in junior, you can get away with, a lot of mistakes and, turning over the puck and stuff like that. So I've learned, playing, 45-odd games in the AHL, turnovers are huge. And I think keeping your game simple when it needs to be and providing offense when it needs to be, it's a big part.
You think you've shown some other layers to your game that, like, management wants to see, the 200-foot game and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I think the past two games, it's always in the back of your head to play a good defensive game. Getting pucks out, getting pucks in, but at the same time here, me playing this game is, providing offense. That's the number one thing. So, for me to do that, just keeping it simple. I think there's a few opportunities the last few games that could have gone a little bit better, but it comes with time, and I think. Getting more opportunities will be good.
You talk about opportunity, but so top six is good because that's your game, right?
Yep.
If they ask you to play on the fourth line or third line and shadow somebody, that's not really giving you an opportunity to showcase what you're doing.
Yeah, I think so. But at the same time, any opportunity you get, whether it's on the fourth or first, you got to take advantage of it. I agree. Become a 200-foot game is, a huge thing in this league.
If it's top line against top line, what do you think about lining up against the Sedins?
I was thinking about that this morning, actually, if I got the chance to play with those guys. So I grew up watching those guys, and I've watched enough games to know what they're going to do and, how they're literally the same. So it's a pretty special game.
So you might have a little bit of an edge?
I don't know about that, but I'll try and keep my eyes aware for the other one.